Hello, folks. This is the Knickknack Podcast. I'm Knickknack. I'm a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is a kind of audio blog where I share my view and life in pursuit of greater engagement, connection, and emotional relief. This is season 15, episode 50, called Sleepless 662 Miles South of Seattle. The good news about being sleepless 662 miles south of Seattle is I've managed to pinch my pennies and I will be able to visit Seattle in just a few days and see both my city and my Vinny. More about that and other things after I remind you to please, please, please consider donating to my Patreon, available on the main menu of knickknackpod.net. That's knickknackpod.net. And also, let's just both take a breath, grab a beverage, and listen to some music before we dive into this really quick episode before I get ready to leave. So I've been anxious to travel to Seattle for a long time, ever since I lost my Seattle area housing due to leaving school and the Occupy movement at the end of 2011, really. I think I've moved beyond my old basement apartment in the Central District, though I would like to see the outside of it again, anyway, if I can manage to walk across Capitol Hill, which is, you know, no easy walk. My partner lives in a very city part of the city, so it will be fascinating to get an idea of how that compares to my memories of living in the Central District. Capitol Hill and Greenwood or Finney Ridge feel like more ideal neighborhoods eventually to me, but I really want to be with my partner, so I will live anywhere. Thankfully, a lot of my memories of the old Seattle and the places I visited are still there. As an example, the Five Point Cafe, the Monkey Grind, and a few other things as well. But when it comes to Seattle itself, much more has changed. Link seems much, much better, so that's good. The viaduct is gone, so that's good, but also kind of a bummer because it ruins the aesthetic of the city I remember. The Queen Anne Easy Street is no longer open, and that's sad. Rest in peace, Queen Anne Easy Street Records. And rest in peace to Pecora's in Capitol Hill. And the nice open waterfront without the Seattle Great Wheel blocking the view, where I took that picture that is featured in my episode art so often. In fact, I might even incorporate it into a logo. Modern Seattle, I don't really know what's changed or what's there until I get there. Adding to the mix of Amazon and other large, big business, corporate interests, rich people, and just the passage of time, it's kind of an unknown, but also yet unknown. I don't know what I'll feel when I see the skyline again, but I can guarantee you I'll feel something, something big. Time changes everything, as they say. I'm nervous about travel, not only because of COVID and being a non-binary woman these days, but also because I'm a very impulsive traveler. I've planned to the best of my ability. I've tried to anticipate the unexpected. I've tried to button down all the loose ends and hatches I can here while I'll be gone. And I have great friends and great family supporting me in doing that. And I'm so grateful for that. I can't wait to see and spend time with my partner. I can't wait to see my city again. I miss it so much. There's so much going into this. I'll just be honest and say, although I'm jittery and very nervous and do have some fear, I feel as certain as I possibly can, as any human possibly could, that Vinny and I were meant to be together. I want to visit, of course, to enjoy their company, but I also want to make sure it works both online and in person, because I just want to make sure. And yet, I already know that we will. And I already know that we're both dreaming of having a life together in Seattle. I feel so lucky. I never thought I'd find this. And it's nothing more than a double miracle that Vinny happens to live in Seattle. A city that, like I said, I love and miss just slightly less than Vinny themselves. I keep asking myself, how did I get this lucky? It seems too wonderful and logical to be true. I'm simply taking every moment to thank the universe and asking that it guide my poor, tired, divergent brain as it tries to climb every mountain and ridge that appears on the horizon. So I say, thank you, universe. Thank you, Vinny. Thanks to my friends. Thanks to my family. And of course, thanks to you, the listeners, who have followed me throughout all these 15 years. I'll try to record something from the road if I get the chance, and I'm sure I'll record something while I'm in town. If you'd like to support me either via Patreon or PayPal, please head to knickknackpod.net. It would really help. NICNACPOD.net. Good night, Seattle and Vinny. I love you both. I can't wait.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Don't believe them and don't believe me. Get out of my head. There's a thought crime running through my head. Can't take these rules, and people are fools, but I need them. I desperately need them.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to support my work, please leave a review in the podcast apps or check out my PayPal and Patreon on knickknackpod.net. Your help is greatly appreciated. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Alkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Bertuno, and of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. If you enjoy this music, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. Links can be found in the show notes at knickknackpod.net, NICNACPOD.net. The Knick Knack Podcast and FS Ride Along series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by the Knick Knack Podcast Network and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so much for listening. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs.
My back, I'm on the boat against the rail, with the wind against my back.